I suddenly noticed the body of a parson lying on the ground in a ruined churchyard. I felt unable to leave him to the mercy of the red weed, and decided to bury him decently. I gazed down sadly at his ravaged face, and then reeled with shock as his eyes flickered open. He was alive.
What does it mean? What do these things mean?
No one knows. It all happened too fast.
Morning service was in progress. Those good people were praying, and then fire, earthquake, death? Why, what sins have we committed?
I realized he'd been asking these questions since long before I arrived.
We built this church ourselves, only 3 years ago, with love as well as bricks. Now it's gone. Why have God's messengers done this to us?
They came from Mars, not from God.
Wasted. My work, my whole life gone for nothing.
Now pull yourself together, man. What good is religion if it fails you in a calamity?
It was I who failed. After all my promises, I couldn't help the people when they needed me.
Take heart. You'll have the chance again. We must leave you. Let me help you. We took shelter in a cottage, and black smoke spread, hemming us in. The next day, a fighting machine came across the field, spraying jets of superheated steam that turned the smoke into thick, black dust. Look, we can move on now.
No, I want to stay here. You must leave me here, please.
I set out alone. But soon he hurried after me, and we walked in silence along roads lined with overturned carts with pathetic possessions all covered in black dust. In the rubble of Hornchurch, there were a few people scurrying in the distance, and here, too, were Martians. The parson again refused to go on, then again changed his mind, and in the confusion we came perilously close to a fighting machine.
Oh, dear God, dear God!
Look, look, a house still standing. Come! In the kitchen we found food and drink, and I set to with a will, wonderfully comforted by four strong walls and a full belly. Now, however, the parson was only interested in pressing on.